T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Patrick. The CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline is where we go again to talk with our good friend, Shaletta Brundage. She is a broadcaster. She's an Emmy Award-winning comedian who loves Jesus, bacon, and brown liquor, and she is always fun to have on. Shaletta, I got to ask you about the new book, but it's very unique book. It's found a very hot spot with a lot of people, but then also when you tell me about the book, tell me about your journey into the bookstores here in town to get that thing in there.
Well, it was a labor of love. My daughter's autism journey, Cameron, goes to school. She found herself not making any friends at school because all the little girls her age didn't understand why she wouldn't talk to them and why she wasn't looking at them. They thought she was mean, so she didn't get invited to play groups and play dates and sleepovers. And as I talked to parents, I realized that the other girls thought she was mean. Well, she wasn't mean, Uncle Dave. She just couldn't talk, and she couldn't make eye contact because of her autism. And so for Autism Awareness Month, I thought, you know what, I'm going to put a book out, not to educate parents about autism, because there's so much out there for the parents. But who's educating kids? My daughter's
exactly.
Classmates. About autism, nobody. There's not one book out there to educate children about autism. So I thought I was so fancy, Uncle Dave. I had all this stuff set up. I was just doing it the most. I got Barnes & Noble story times, school story times, library signings, and then Corona happened.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it all down.
You had to get that book into bookstores. How did you pull that off?
Jesus, bacon, and brown liquor. I prayed, I did some drinking, and I ate a lot. And, you know, I just felt in my spirit some creativity, some outside-the-box thinking. My publisher at Beavis Pond Press in St. Paul, Lily Coyle, called me and said, we got to push it back. We can't have it right now. We got to do it later. And I said, no, these children have autism now. In April, it's Autism Awareness Month. It's not in July or August, and who knows how long this thing is going to go on. These children and their parents need hope, inspiration, and information right now. So we're going to do it. So I said, you know what? We just got to do things differently. I ain't never wrote a book before, so I don't know what the playbook is anyway. This is my first book. I have a strong social media following, especially my autism moms and dads and the grandparents and my special education teachers and parents. So I just took it to social media, and I said, hey, we got this book out, and you guys tell your friends about it. Go get it. Pre-order it on Amazon at Red Balloon and Moon Palace Books. I called Barnes & Noble and strong-armed them. I said, hey, listen, let me tell y'all something. It's Autism Awareness Month. What are you doing for parents of children who have autism? I tell y'all what, put my book on your homepage. I call Red Balloon Books and Moon Palace Books here locally. They are still filling orders. They are selling the book online, and Amazon is doing the same. And so I'm on social media rattling the cages, letting all my autism moms and dads and grandparents and aunties and uncles know that the book is out. And let me tell you something. Folks are there. They are on social media because guess what? It ain't nowhere else to go.
And people are buying the book.
And they're buying the book. Look, the book debuted at number 44.
Yeah.
44. Not one commercial, not one ad, not one story time. The book came out. The book just came out on Saturday. It's already at number 44 on Amazon for the most children's books sold.
Yeah, and it's a great story, and it's a great angle that the kids can read about the kids. And so you say hi to Cameron. for me. But Cameron Goes to School is a book. So if I want to get it, Shalette, outside of those bookstores, you're saying I can go to Amazon and do it?
You can go to Amazon, Amazon Prime, BarnesandNoble.com. But what I'm really doing, especially for folks in the Twin Cities, is pushing them to our local booksellers. Red Balloon mm-hmm. Books and Moon Palace Books, their doors are open, but they're closed. They've got the book in stock. You can go online and order it. If you're a grandparent, you can call, and they'll ship it to you. They are trying to keep their doors open. You were just talking to your business reporter. These local bookstores that we love here in the Twin Cities are not closed down. They are working every day. They are filling orders. They have copies of Cameron Goes to School. And guess what? They can fill those orders there. They can keep their employees. They need our support, and they need our help.
All right, boss lady, it's great to hear your voice. I miss
it's
seeing you. But
good to hear you, too. And, oh, you can see Cameron. Another thing we're doing, Uncle Dave, live story times on Facebook. So Friday, April 10th and Saturday, April 11th at noon, Cameron will be reading her book, Cameron Goes to School, and live story times on Facebook.
You haven't said how old Cameron is yet.
She is six. You know that. You know how old my kids are. You play with them and sing with them every time they come now.
Well, we do the Paw Patrol theme pretty well now. We got it all down. Chase is on the case. Hey, Shalette, I look forward to seeing you soon. But again, great luck with the book. Thanks for taking time to talk with us here this morning.
Thank you for calling me. I love y'all.
She is Shalette Brundage right here, part of our WCCO radio family. Our WCCO time is 8:57. News is coming up next with Steve, and then Corey will join you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.